shall we bow our heads. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful day your grace has made us to witness. We want to thank you, Lord, for our last gathering here on Sunday and the great and mighty blessings we receive from you. We bless your name. We are grateful unto you. Thank you for watching over us since then till now, our going out and coming in, those who travel for journey messages, Lord, students, workers, business people, your protection upon each one, your healing hands on the sick and the afflicted, Lord, your provisions for our needs, your care, mercy, and favor. We appreciate you for everything. We ask, O God, if there be anything, Lord, that is in our life that may hinder your blessing from coming unto us tonight, may you forgive us of such. May your blood atone for every sin, Lord. We present ourselves before you this evening as we assemble around the throne of mercy that one more time you will send your blessings upon our souls. Lord, let your grace move us further in this way, O God. This way of holiness, this way of righteousness, may your spirit take us higher, O God. Those who are on their way coming, may you bring them here safely. Bless all of us together. Thank you for the worship service. We ask you to replenish the song leader and the users of instruments. Thank you, dear Lord, for your servants that are here with us tonight. We ask your blessings to be upon them. Lord, at the end of this service, may we have recourse to glorify your name. Remember your servant, in, Lord, that is in Elaro and the one in Bagatari. May your grace stand for them also. Thank you, Father. Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. The Lord bless you. Let's quickly read the scripture so that you can have your seat. We read just one verse in the scripture, Genesis chapter 1, verse 11. All right. Said, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, and herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. God bless you. Welcome ourselves to church. And we want to welcome the ministers that are here with us. We have Reverend George Imo here from Obiaja. I think I'm correct. God bless you. Then we also have a Reverend here, Godfrey Anerua, from Auchi. Yes, I know. He's with we are assembly. We have Brother Enoch Omonde is the pastor. And we also want to welcome Brother Daniel Anero also this here tonight. The Lord bless you all. We just maybe two lines or whatever where we reach. We were talking the last time on pick up your pen and write. That's where we reach in the seven church age book that we are traveling through. The prophet told us that it was the Holy Spirit that told him to pick up his pen and write. And he said as he grabbed his pen, that the Holy Spirit gave him a message for the church. And he said it has to do with the word and the bride. And thus far, the areas we have covered, the prophet started by telling us from the scripture that we read about the law of reproduction, that every seed must bring forth after its kind. And he went further to talk about the seed that starts a church, that is the seed that will continue to the fruit, that produce the fruit. Baptist will produce Baptist, Methodist will produce Methodist, Deeper Life will produce Deeper Life, and so on and so forth. And he told us here that the bride material, the bride seed church. We also produce the seed word, which will be manifested in the bride at this end of time. Told us of hybridization that produce all that we have in the denominations, and they all are bringing forth church members without life. I told us of Ada that was given a bride to reproduce himself, but because it was the very woman that caused the man to fall, and he said Jesus was giving also, who is the second Adam now, was also giving a bride, which is the Jewish church, but she doubted, she left the world and died. Then there's a promise at this end of time that God is going to present Christ with a beloved bride. In accordance to Ephesians 5, there's going to be a virgin of his word. You know what a virgin is? A virgin is a woman that has not known no man until she meets the husband. And not only until she meets the husband, but just like that throughout. Proverbs says, a virgin, if she has given birth to even 10 children, as long as it's only her husband she meets, she still remains a virgin in God's sight. And he said, like Mary, that the word of God came to, that accepted the word of God, that believed the word of God, and the word of God conceived in her and reproduced God. That is how the bride also will be at this end of time. The prophet said that the members of this virgin bride, they will love him, and they will have his potentials. He isn't talking about members of local assembly, neither is he talking about members of the message believing churches, but he's talking about members of the bride. They will love him, that's Christ, and have his potentials. And he talked about the harmony between the Father and the Son, which is God, the Spirit, the eternal Spirit of God, and the body that God used to live here on earth, which is the body of Jesus Christ. The harmony between them is that God Almighty is the Spirit inside, while what we call the Son, Jesus, is the body that carried the Spirit. And according to the scriptures, say, I do nothing but what the Father shows me. And the prophet said, that also will be the very unity that will exist and the harmony that will exist between Jesus and the bride. Amen. Today, the prophet said, the word is in the bride as it was inside of Mary. When it was inside Mary, he reproduced exactly the word back. So if the word is in the bride, it cannot reproduce a creed or dogma or human idea. It got to reproduce the word again. And the prophet said further that those who are in the bride will do only his will. And we know what the will of God is the word of God. And for somebody to know the word of God and do otherwise, it makes the person a worker of iniquity, knowing to do right and deliberately refuse to do it. Bride material does not do that. Amen. Now where we stop, I will just try to read, if I can, read some paragraphs before, because the first time I started it, both Sunday school and morning service, we only were on one paragraph. But this one, we can be faster here. Now let us stand like Joshua and Caleb. Our promised land is coming inside, even as theirs did. Now, Joshua means Jehovah's Savior. You know,
The initial where we first have the name of Joshua and Caleb was when the 12 tribes were sent to Kadesh Barnea by Moses to go and spy the land. Out of the 12, the 10 of them brought evil report, which we don't even remember their name again. Their name are faded out because they brought evil report. Is this one that brought good report? They are the one that their name remained mortal. And that is the same thing it will be as many as doesn't have good report of the word of God today. Their name will fade out. Their memory will fade out. It is only who have the word of God in them. They are the part of God. They are the ones that their name will remain immortal. Forget about the immortalizing. These people are talking about something that fire will consume. May God be our help. So the prophet is saying that we should stand like Joshua and Caleb. The others that did not stand, they did not believe that that promised land belonged to them. But this one stood because they believed that the promised land belonged to them, because they believed that what God has promised is able to bring to pass. God does not make a promise based on assumption that plus or minus, I should be able to do this. By the time this and that, I should be able to accomplish this. God speaks from a finished work. He speaks from a finished product. He doesn't assume. He doesn't presume. He doesn't estimate. He speaks with precision. That is Almighty God. So when He says anything, we can hang our soul on it. Amen. Now Joshua means Jehovah's Savior. And he represents the end-time leader that will come to the church even as Paul came as the original leader. Amen. Caleb represents those that stayed true with Joshua. Remember, God has started Israel as a virgin with his word, but they wanted something different. So did the last day church. Notice how God did not move Israel or let her go into the promised land until it was his own appointed time. You know, people have been prophesying about the date of rapture, contrary to the scriptures. Just come up and say, thus said the Lord, so months, so did the rapture will take place. And the last one we heard of was on those dates when one pastor camped the people there for meetings to were prophesying about when the rapture will happen. They finally landed at the police station. They brought his grace to the cause of Christ, brought his grace to. But it does not remove the truth. Those who will stay with the truth, they will stay with the truth. Abraham said that there are two things that Satan does. Either he make you not to believe the word of God, or he push you overboard and make fanaticism out of you. And that will only happen if you are not a true member of the bride. The true member of the bride, he will stand in the middle of the road. Not him standing, but it is God that plant him there, and nothing can shift him. Amen. Right, the prophet said, now the people might have put pressure on Joshua, the leader, and said, the land is ours. Let's go and take it. Joshua, you are through. You must have lost your commission. You don't have the power you used to have. You used to hear from God and know the will of God and act quickly. Something is wrong with you. But Joshua was a God-sent prophet, and he knew the promises of God, so he waited for them. He waited for a clear-cut decision from God, and when the time came to move, God placed the full leadership in Joshua's hands because he has stayed with the word. Amen. Well, this message, if we... Everybody that come around, they believe it. It's not supposed to produce a false prophet. Unfortunately, we have plenty of false prophets who are thinking, who are always looking at the nation before. But the message circle too is producing false prophets. That is just to bring the word of the prophet to pass, that in every garden, there are three kinds of believers. There are churches that it is a woman by proxy that controls the assembly. May the Lord be our help. When you have a pastor that doesn't have Holy Ghost backbone, he will allow anything to pass. A pastor, the prophet said, is someone who is solid. You can push him here and push him here. No matter who, even if it is the wife that is bringing anything, if he will check him first of all by the message. If he does not dive, he will say to the woman, please stay in your position. In fact, any look, may the Lord be our help. God could trust Joshua, but not the others. So it will repeat in this end day the same problem, the same pressures. People putting pressures. You don't put pressure on somebody that is a child of God, that know the will of God, that know the word of God, and you put pressure on him to do something contrary to that one. You are wasting your time. You are wasting your time. Those people that bend under the load is because they don't have Holy Spirit backbone. Their revelation is shallow. And their experience of the Holy Ghost baptism is in question. That is absolutely the truth. Amen. Take the example we see in Moses. This mighty anointed prophet of God had a peculiar birth. Being born at the right time for the deliverance of Abraham's seed from Egypt. He never stayed in Egypt to argue scripture with them, nor fuse at the prophet, at the priest. He went to the wilderness until the people were ready to receive him. God called Moses to the wilderness. The waiting was not on Moses' part, but because of the people who were not ready to receive him. Moses thought the people would understand, but they did not. Then there is Elijah, to whom the word of the Lord came. When he got through preaching the truth, and that group back there, that is the forerunner of the, that group back there, that is the forerunner of the American Jezebel group, will not receive the word. God called him off the field and plagued that generation for rejecting the prophet and the message that God had given. God called him to the wilderness, and he would not come out even for the king. You know, the prophet said that those prophets are fearless. You can imagine Elijah meeting Ahab, and Ahab saying that, are you the one that troubled Israel? And Elijah look at the king, royal highness to his face. He said, you are your father's house. Say, I've not troubled Israel, but you and your father's house, you are the one troubling Israel. You can imagine that. But they are fearless. They are fearless. Yoruba people say that the person that sent you message, the one you fear, not the one you deliver it to. They are fearless. Those who try to persuade him to do so died. You know? Say, Elijah, come down, man of God, come down. The king is calling for you. So man of God, if I be a man of God, as you are saying, let fire come from heaven and devour you and your field. Fire came, beam, and burn them up. He see how they can waste this army people. May God have mercy upon them. He called other 50. Oh, yeah, go. Say that one should be maybe one thunderbolt or thunder strike. And he strike all of them, no one escaped. When it's not a plane crash, the next 50 went. He spoke with arrogance like that. Then the prophet replied him, if I be a man of God, I shall say, let fire come from him and devour you and your 50. Fire came and finished it. Ahab, no care. That's how we do until we empty the whole army. Because mama, go 50-50 to go and be done like Ome Okukushinbe. His child is not dead. His brother is not dead. That's how he be wasting them off. You must defeat them. Sometimes I used to look at these people when they are ordering the commander-in-chief. And this is a commander in chief that if you see cutlass coming, you must finish him. He will advise himself. If you hear of, if you knock out, safe. You think he's bomb. The third one came. The third one, by this I know that these four two sets that went like that, no return. There's something about this matter. May I win you their own approach. When a God, I say, man of God, before I deliver any message, make I first of all ask for mercy. Say, be merciful to me. Let my life be precious in your sight. That is what the prophet was saying about the man that Simon sent to Jesus. That he acted foolishly. That before he delivered the message of Simon, he ought to have first of all asked for mercy for himself. But he was a foolish messenger. This one, however, that came with the 50, he said, man of God, please, first of all, be merciful to me. Let my life know I'm a servant. I have to go where this king sent me. But may I know that one need to respect you. So as you respect and do everything, God said, go with him. Go with this one. This one, I respect. Go with him. Then when he met, come and see that one talking anyhow. He gave you back to him. Amen. God spoke, but God spoke to his faithful prophet by vision. Out of hiding he came and brought back the word to Israel. Then came John the Baptist, Christ's faithful forerunner. The mighty prophet for his day. He did not go to his father's school, nor the school of the Pharisees. He went to no denomination, but out to the wilderness called there by God. There he stayed until the Lord sent him out with the message, crying, the Messiah is at hand. Now let us take a scriptural warning here. Was it not in the days of Moses, whom God had vindicated, that Korah rose up and withstood that mighty prophet? He disputed with Moses and claimed that he had as much from God to lead the people, and that others shared in the divine revelation as well as did Moses. He denied the authority of Moses. Now the people back there, after they had heard the true word and were well acquainted with the fact that a true prophet was vindicated of God, I said those people fell for Korah and his gainsayings. Korah was not a scriptural prophet, but the people in great numbers with their leaders went for him. Look, it's good for somebody to fear God. It's good for somebody to fear God. Let me tell you that up till now, God is still acting sometimes without patience in some situations. You know, as we have it in the scriptures. You know, in Acts chapter 12, after James was killed and Peter also was arrested, the Bible said that one day the king, around verse 21 to 23, that the king sat and was giving oration, and the people said that this voice is not the voice of man, it's the voice of God. And the man's head was swelling. Worms just eat the man right there on the chair. Today is Wednesday, right? Yesterday, Tuesday, in Turkey, when one of the members of parliament was addressing their people, and he was saying about Israel, that Israel cannot escape the wrath of Allah. That was the last statement he made when he collapsed. I have the news and the video. That is something, and he collapsed. He hit head on the floor. Wah. They rush him, resuscitate him, but they say he's in a critical condition. I doubt if that one will make it. Sometimes God can be patient in something, but there are some boundaries. That when you cross the boundaries, in fact, God do it quick. Quick. That was yesterday I'm talking about. He followed the news in all those schools. In Turkey. May God be merciful. This Korah that people believe at that time, all that believe him, they all went for it. Are you remember?
Oh, sure.
They look good to the people as Korah looked good then. They have blood on their foreheads, oil on their hands, and balls of fire on the platform. They allow women preachers, let women cut their hair, wear slacks and shorts, and bypass the word of God for their own creeds and dogmas. That shows what kind of seed is in them. But not all the people turn on Moses and left the word of God. No, the elect stayed with him. Who are these elect? Joshua and Caleb. That is why the prophet is saying that, let us stand like Joshua and Caleb. They are the ones that stay with the promise. They are the ones that stay with the prophet of the hour. They are the ones that stay true to the message. Others, they did not. Amen. Many, okay, the same thing is happening to again today. Many are leaving the world, but some are staying with it. May we all be among the some. But remember the parable of the wheat and tares. The tares have to be bundled for burning. These apostate churches are getting band closer and closer together, ready for the fires of God's judgment. But the wheat is going to be gathered to the master. Look, we are getting small, small fillers here and there. Like I said before, everybody, even in the message circle, that does not have a substance, very soon they will fully compromise. You can't survive it. Without the Holy Ghost, nobody can survive it. I don't care the number of years the person has been in the message. I don't care how many sermons he studied. I don't care whatever he has done. Without a real substance inside of his heart, and begin to test that substance when you are alone. Begin to test that substance in situations and see whether you are able to stand or you are compromising. If you find out that every time you are not able to stand, you know the problem. That it means that that substance is not yet there. Then the only thing you can do is to cry for mercy while Jesus is still on the throne of mercy. Because according to his program, when he leaves that throne of mercy, the Bible said that the sanctuary becomes smoky. That time, no more mercy. Brian told us the story of a young man, I think, in the message. I may not remember the title now. Don't let me waste my time. But this young man was raised up, maybe in a good home, but he grew up and joined some gangsters and the rest of it. And he committed some crime. But when he was small, playing like any other young man, young boy, he was in a carriage, riding it as a small boy. And he will have fallen off a cliff and entered into a chasm, which that would mean death. But there was a young man, grown up young man then, that rushed and jacked the carriage and rescued him. Of course, people applauded the young man, praised him, thanked him, prayed for him and the rest of it. And the small boy, oh, maybe they will, why are you doing this? They will tell the parents, take care of this boy, this and that. And the story was told the boy when he grew up. And they still know the man. Finally, by the time this boy turned to a criminal, this young man that rescued him has become a judge. And the last one he committed, when it was the judgment was read, that is to die. He looked at the judge very well, that this is the same man that rescued me. So I will use that as a last joker to thwart this case. After the judgment, he raised up his hand. The judge said, you can say whatever you want to say. Then he now called his memory to something that happened many years ago. Say, you remember some years ago that a little boy was in a carriage that was to fall off a cliff? The judge said, yes, I remember. And you ran to rescue the something. The judge said, yes, I can remember that story. Say, your honor, I am that boy. You saved me that time, Please save me now also.
The judge adjusted his glasses.
I said, at that time, I was your savior. Now, I am your judge. The same Jesus that is saving now, one day will turn to be the judge. With his eye red. Because he has given long opportunity. He has given long patience. He has given ample time. When we come to church and we should pray, some will be sleeping. You are only wasting the opportunity that is given to you. When we should pray, some will be strolling about, going to toilet five times, six times, go and discuss outside, go and call business partners, call me, this and that. As he prays, square, he check his WhatsApp, whether another message has sent inside. Go on, continue. The opportunity that God has given to you is what you are wasting. So when the opportunity ceases, you will now be asking to create for you another opportunity. You are wasting your time.
May the Lord be our help. Of course, the real bride member, they know why they are in church. They know why they are in the message. They don't act like an escort. They don't act like bench warmers. They came with a purpose and they are determined. They don't come for this place as a place to rest. After they have done all the something, then it is now time to rest. Me as a minister, I cannot as I'm talking so. I'm talking the same thing to myself. If I come here to rest and I don't pray, I'm also wasting my time. It means that what I am saying, I'm not part of it. You know, one thing is for minister to come and they preach and they scatter everywhere and then this one, the fire is flowing. It doesn't mean that the person is saved. Only those that do his will, they are the only ones that are saved. As for preaching, if you hit some women preach yourself, if they preach here today, people will roll on the floor. These are people that are not even permitted to preach. But when they put themselves, force themselves under this, like a soul, say, I force myself. When they force themselves, like Saul inside, the anointing will come. Things will happen. But they are doing a service without it being his way. Oh, sure. We are closing now because it's time now. We have to go and pray now. So I'm just looking for a full stop here. Then we go and pray. May the Lord be our help. All right. Allow women preachers. Let women call their ear. Wear slacks and short and bypass the word of God for their own creeds and dogmas. That shows what kind of seed is in them. But not all the people turn on Moses and left the word of God. No, the elect stay with him. The same is happening again today. Many are leaving the word, but some are staying with it. But remember the parable of the wheat and tears. The tears have to be bundled for burning. These apostate churches are getting bound closer and closer together, ready for the fires of God's judgment. But the wheat is going to be gathered to the master. Amen. Let me stop here because another junction is taken off from the next paragraph. This is what the Spirit put on the pen of the prophet when he told him to pick his pen and write. Say this thing has to do with the word, the bride, and the word of God. So when preaching is going on, no preaching talk about the other two kinds of believers, talk to them also. But the main reason for preaching is for the elect. The elect is never offended at this word as long as it is the word. The elect is never offended. But it is the other two groups that are offended. Even when you don't talk about them, they say, see the way he's talking about me. One time I was in Port Harcourt, many years back, the wife of one pastor there, see, Brassam, not me, but it was not, see, Brassam, they preach me. Did he mention your name? He was describing actions, attitude, character that is contrary to God's word and condemning it according to God's word. So if you fit into that, it means that it's you he's preaching. And that is just mercy for you to be able to repent, to see that because something has covered your eyes that didn't let you see that you are under a wrong anointing. Of recent, there is one case not here now that I followed from a distance for months now. A minister somewhere, a pastor, that have grudges that he cared for about maybe 18, 19 years. That now that somebody wants to marry somebody in his church, and the person even happened to be living with him, then the man brought up his stories. That the mother left his church so years ago and carried about 40 people away. How can a woman leave church and carry 40 people? The woman is not. If a woman can leave and carry, what will an officer do? What will an officer do? Then it means that he himself is not even a world pastor. Because how can you be a world pastor and then the whole congregation will leave you? Something is wrong with the person. And that was not even the true story. When they confronted him with the question, he got annoyed and began to curse. You don't know an elect by maybe how he casts out devils, or how he perform miracles, or how he preach, or how he laugh with people when things are fine. It is when some situation comes that you can actually know the person. It is hard situations that each person know bring out what is inside of them. Abraham said that when everything is fine, everybody is fine. It is when things go wrong that you come out. The thing that is inside of you that nobody is seeing, it will come out. That is the spirit that you are carrying. And that is your real person. May the Lord be our help. The Lord bless you. We have another opportunity again to come to church and to pray. It's a wonderful privilege, wonderful opportunity. Anytime we come like this, according to the scripture, is to examine ourselves, how we are faring, and to check up with our soul salvation. And it's an opportunity to say, God, this area, work on me. If you are not too sure that what you claim is the original thing, then you have opportunity to talk to God. But if you come aimlessly, just watch when we start now. Praying. Some people under 10 minutes, they have started snoring. It's just an extension of their bedroom. They have started snoring. But somebody that mean business with God, but one day, you better pray so that you will not need to pray. Because if you don't pray now, the time where the prayer will not do, and that's when you'll be praying. May that not be the portion of any of us. That is when some will disappear. That you not see them until we are singing the closing hymn. All those escort attitude may not be our portion. We thank God. Some people will have problem and they will just give thanksgiving. Oh, it's fine. It's fine. In everything, give thanks to God. It's fine. But this same scripture says, ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. And knock, it shall be open to you. So when you need to ask, you better ask. When you need to seek, you better seek. When you need to knock, you better knock. I am talking. May the Lord be our help. Shall we bow our heads? Why we have our heads bowed and our hearts before God? Is there someone that would like to be remembered in prayer at this session before we continue with the prayers? Having a request. Nobody need to know your request. It's only God that need to know your request. It could be material, it could be financial. It could be physical, it could be spiritual. The Bible said that God is rich unto all them that call upon his name. But they didn't say anything about those that keep silent, that they didn't ask anything. But those that call upon his name, he said he's rich to them all. Just hold your request in your heart and believe God.
Blessed Heavenly Father, we are very grateful to you for another opportunity to sit at your feet and hear your precious word spoken unto us. Lord, your word says, to them that are lost, preaching is foolishness. But to them that are called, that are saved, it is for salvation. And that is why we have come. Thank you for the way your word has come to us again tonight. Lord Jesus, we are needy people. None of us can survive without you. We just pray, oh God, that whether we raise our hands or we don't raise our hands, one thing certain is that you have taught us that without you, we can do nothing. But if we reverse that statement, with you we can do all things. So from the platform to the pews, don't pass any of us by. For that your works in our lives. Heal the sick among us, O God. Deliver the oppressed. Set the captives free. Baptize souls with the Holy Ghost. Refill those already filled. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. Bless and replenish your servant for the virtue that has left it. Lord, the prayer session has come. O God, our Father, we ask that you give us inspiration, anointing as individual to talk to you, O God, has become a sense. Lord Jesus, even if we don't have needs as individuals, we pray for the saints that are needed. Lord, some don't even know where their evening food will come from. So some are not even taking money food today with the people called breakfast, though they did not fast. They are breaking fast that they never went into. But Lord, we are praying and asking. Our daily needs, may you supply, Lord. You have promised, for you are the Lord, our God, that healed all our diseases. Your prophet said, whichever way healing comes, whether by surgery, whether by syrup, whether by capsules, whether by tablets, whether by prayer, he said, healing comes from you. You shed your blood to cleanse our souls, that you can live in it, that we might prosper in our souls. You receive stripes upon your body for the healing of our bodies, so that we might prosper in health. Lord Jesus, all the redemptive blessings that you have graciously provided and made available for us to enjoy, may we never come short of any, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Once again, bless and replenish your servant for the strength that has left it. Where your hands help us to pray have become a sense. At the end of it, O God, as we are taught of this, you cast all our cares upon you, for you care for us. All our cares that we have brought, may we not carry them back. May we just cast them on you and go away, knowing that you are attending to every bit of them, because your word is infallible as you are infallible. Thank you, Savior Divine. These blessings that we have for ourselves, by extension, O God, we remember all the saints of God that are gathered in all the nations of the world. Let it be up to every one of them, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' most holy name, we pray with all faith that has given. Amen.
Oh, King Jesus. Oh,
this evening to assemble ourselves together at thy seat to make known unto you the needs in our lives, because you have taught us in your word that we should be careful for nothing. You said in all things, with prayers and with supplication and with thanksgiving, we should always make our requests known unto you. Lord, that is what we have come to do tonight. We are very grateful, we are so thankful, because we know the one that has requested us to bring our knees unto him, is a faithful one. Whatever he has said in his word, he will stand by it. And we have never heard, it is not written anywhere. And we know it will never be written anywhere, O God, that you have one time abandoned your project. Whatever you have started, graciously, you will bring to completion. We just want to thank you very much because according to the teachings of your word, you have assured us that before the world began, you knew us, and you called us, and you ordained us, and you wrote our names in the Lamb's Book of Life to be members of your family, to be your sons and your daughters. Lord, you have taught us, O God, that whatever we go through here, we should not bother because you will be with us and see us through. Based upon these promises, O God, we have the assurance that none of us that is called by your name shall be lost. Whatever come our ways, whether trials or temptations or problems or sicknesses or failures or disappointment, at the end of it all, you will bring us to yourself because we are your own before the world began. We thank you very much, Heavenly Father. We are very grateful. May your name be praised, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your servant that you are graciously used again tonight to bring down your blessings upon us. We ask that you replenish him, O God, and lift up the honor of his ministry and that of the rest of your servants, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, men that you have raised up for the work of the ministry, for the perfecting of the saints and the edifying of the body of Christ, until we all come to that unity of the faith, our Master and our God. As they study, as they pray, as they wait upon you, may you continue to take them from glory unto glory. Answer their prayers for us at all times. When they cancel us, may it be godly cancel. When they pray for us, may you answer, O God. Any devil, any unclean spirit that is disturbing the body of your children, our bodies, O God, is not ordinary bodies. It's the vessels where God dwells. That is why God became flesh, in order to share his blood, to cleanse us so that he might come and live in us. Satan, therefore, we are saying that you have no legal right to put sickness or diseases in the body of God's children. We command you by the authority of the scriptures, lead the people of God alone. In the name of Jesus Christ, go and come back no more for the glory of God. From the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, our body, our spirit, our souls, the large intestine, the small intestine, Lord, the kidneys, Lord, the lungs, the liver, the heart, the womb, every organ you placed in our body, may the power of your resurrection flow through, O God, and flush out every form of infection. May we be hale and hearty for your glory and for your honor, in the name of Jesus Christ. Satan, forever you are defeated. Leave God's people alone. Thank you, Father. You brought us, O God. Yeah, some of us came with our private vehicles, some came with public transport. May your protection go with us again as you take us back to our homes. Lord Jesus, students, workers, businessmen and women, Lord Jesus, we are praying and as you have taught us. If any of us will not walk, we should not eat. We want to walk, Lord. Whatever you have provided for us as a means of livelihood, may your blessing be upon it, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name. We pray for your servants. We pray for the officers, we pray for the musicians, we pray for the janitors, we pray for everybody, our Master and our God. May we never, never, never come short of your glory, Lord. Thank you, Father. We love you because you first of all loved us. All that I be anointed with oil tonight. May they be well in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Hallowed be thy name, Lord. In Jesus' most powerful name, we have prayed with all faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for coming to church tonight. May the Lord take all of us back home safely. Lord, we used to sing a little chorus. Leave it there. Leave it there. Take your problems to the Lord and leave it there. If you toss and never doubt, it will surely bring you out. Take your body to the Lord and leave it there. 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 Hallelujah. Take your body to the Lord and leave it there. If you toss and never doubt, God bless you, church. One time, Brother Brian was having a problem with his stomach. If he eats, they told him, anytime you take a solid food, you'll be a dead man. But a time came, he said, for the first time, they prayed in their dining. He came to the house. And then they put the food, that solid food. They pray over it. Yes, he was putting it in the mouth, he was coming out, he was pushing it in, he was coming out. He ate it. And it was not easy. But as he was going, people would ask him, how do you feel now? He said, I feel wonderfully well. Whereas the stomach was still, you know. The scripture says, whatsoever thing you desire, when you ask in prayer, he said, believe you receive it, and then shall you have it. Are you following me? Just believe that all the requests that you have presented tonight have been answered by God. As long as you keep believing that, I'm telling you, the manifestation will come. That is what Brother Abraham has taught us. He said all the promises of God, whether for healing or for provision, whatever it is that is in the Bible, he said, both the one who want, even including himself, that God specially give the gift of healing to. He said he has to believe that promise. You that is a patient who is sick has to believe that promise. And then it will come to manifestation. No matter how long it troubled him, he keep believing and keep confessing positively. And it came to manifestation. And the prophet admonished us. He said, whatever happens, he said, never you be negative. May God help us. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Who is to take over? My brother. Come up and take over. The service is ended. There is a place up a fairest behind the in a all is well.
see.